Morgan at the Reno Club where Basie kept time. Crazy Little Women at the Quarter of Vine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou, and Mick Shad. Parker plays a piggy, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Charm, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Live from 12th Street in Kansas City, where Basie tickled the ivories and Big Joe Turner shouted the blues, it's 12th Street Jump. Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Joe Cartwright, Tyrone Clark, Mike Warren here on the bandstand along with the lovely Nedra Dixon and yours truly, David Bassey. Now, this week, we celebrate the birthday of Dave Lambert of Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross with our special guests, Rich Hill, Kathleen Holman, and Brian Hicks. And now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump hosts, Pearl McDonald and Pete Weber.
Good evening, everybody. How's everybody doing tonight?
We're doing great up here. Good to have you all.
Good, and I'm finally adjusted to summer. I hope you are too.
I am, even though the weather keeps giving me options.
I know.
Hey, you know, Pete, I have to tell you, I know you're a big TV fan.
Yeah.
But did you know that the inventor of the remote control passed away at the age of 96 last week?
Oh.
Yeah. At the funeral, his friends gave him a 21 thumb salute.
You know, speaking of salutes, hats off to Fox News.
What?
I know. A recent study found that people who only watch Fox are less informed than people who watch other news sources. Of course, this is news only to people who watch Fox News.
Here's some news you can use. A divorce hotel in the Netherlands allow unhappy couples to check in married on Friday and check out divorced on Sunday. Of course, if you're really in a hurry, you can rent the one-hour Kardashian suite.
Oh.
How about checking out Nedra Dixon on this classic Cole Porter tune that Earl Gardner recorded? Just one of those things.
Just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that know them rings, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings. Just one of those things. If we thought a bit about the end of it, we'd have started painting the town. We'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things. Thank you. the end of it, we'd have started painting the town. We'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things.
This week, 12th Street Jump celebrates the birthday of vocalist Dave Lambert. After starting out with Johnny Long Orchestra in the early 1940s, Lambert teamed with vocalist Buddy Stewart, and together they recorded the first bop vocal, What's This, while working with the Gene Krupa Band. In the late 1950s, Lambert met lyricist and vocalist John Hendricks, and the two were later joined by Annie Ross to form Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross, the finest jazz vocal trio in history.
After Annie Ross left the group in 1962, Lambert and Hendricks tried various replacements, but the partnership ended in 1964. Dave then formed a quintet called Lambert & Company, which included Mary Vonnie, Leslie Dorsey, David Lucas, and Sarah Boatner. Lambert spent a lifetime experimenting with the human voice and expanding the possibilities of its use in jazz.
Now we're going to spend the next hour playing the music of Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross. And to get that done, we turn to our own vocal trio. That'd be our special guests, Rich Hill, Kathleen Holman, and Brian Hicks. Take a moment here and talk to Rich. Rich, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, great to be here.
You know, when y'all started out, were you inspired by Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross?
Absolutely. Yes, very much so.
Now, what about their work inspired you? What are they doing? What made them so prominent that we're here years later doing a show about them?
Well, you know, like they were scat singers who sang with a marvelous ensemble and imagination, and their arrangements, their lyrics are just, you know, about the best that there's been, or certainly up there with the best.
Now, where did these come from, these arrangements?
Well, what a lot of scat singers did was they took, for example, famous bebop solos or melodies that instrumentalists played during their solos, and they transcribed, memorized, or otherwise made their own. They learned the melodies, I should say, and then they not only learned the melodies, but they put words to them that made up a little story. So, like, for example, Horace Silver has a song called Doodlin', and it goes, ba-ba-da-da-da-p, 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 ba-ba-da-da-da-p. Well, by the time, I don't know who actually wrote this, I think it was John Hendricks, but he said, got me a big date, waiting for my chick, putting a face on, so she can look slick. So he's taking you somewhere with a literal story with words and poetry.
That's gorgeous. That's
where
gorgeous.
You just had a melody before.
Now, there was a quartet called the Manhattan Transfer. You got a little love for them?
Oh, they're terrific. They're amazing singers. I've seen them, and they do their thing with great respect for, you know, all the singers that have come before. And, of course, a big influence on them, I would say they would agree with this, would be Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross.
Now, how long did it take to get good at this?
We're still trying to get good at it, but thanks for the compliment. I would say a lifetime and maybe more.
Well, we're proud to have you here with us again.
Thanks,
and
Pete.
I can't wait to hear y'all get your thing going here. Hey, Joe, what are we going to start off with?
Pete, this is a tune that comes from the Count Basie songbook, originally written by Freddie Green, Basie's guitarist, and originally titled Corner Pocket. Some lyrics were put to it, and the title then became Until I Met You. Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross got a hold of it and put this arrangement to it. So here is Until I Met You.
Thank you.
to be so fancy free, but really lonesome as can be, till one lucky day you came my way. I thought I knew what love was all about until I met you. I used to think there'd never be a someone who could care for me. Then what do you know? You made it so. I thought I knew what love was all about until I met you. In my blue life, no one at all would even care if I cried. In my new life, I'm walking tall, I got a feeling of pride glowing inside. And lover, you're the reason why a lucky guy is riding high. Now who do you see? Lucky as me. I thought I knew what love was all about until I met you.
Lucky as me, I thought I knew what love was all about until I met you. I thought I knew what love was all about until I met you. I thought I knew what love was all about until I met you.
And now for you jazz and blues fans looking for some sage advice, 12th Street Jump presents our very own Oprah, Montel, and Judge Judy all rolled into one. If Dr. Pearl can't help you overcome your problems, hey, at least the band sounds good.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself.
A resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you've got issues that cause you a conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Our first letter smells like aftershave. Oh, no wonder it's from John in North Carolina. John writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, well, I'm a free man again. All it took was a lot of money and one little old lady keeping her big mouth shut. Now, I've got to decide what to do next. I'd run for office again, but it's no fun when you can't fool around. I could get a talk show, but it's no fun when you can't fool around. Can you help me? Here's my number. Don't call me at home."
Wow, I really need to talk to my station manager about the letters that come in, but here you go, sir. You say you weren't guilty, and it really caused a furor. Instead of looking sorry, you flirted with a juror.
Oh, no.
The Lord's got your number, and bet it's time to pray. I spoke to God and got the word, she's gonna make you pay.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
dude, money saved your derriere.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
so stop acting so debonair.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
spend less money on your hair, or you'll be looking at another close shave.
All right, our next letter is from Elizabeth in London. She writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, I just celebrated my diamond jubilee, but with carpal tunnel syndrome in my waving hand, I'm ready to retire.
No.
The problem is, I can't. There's only one person allowed to replace me, and he has a terrible resume. No job in 60 years. Mumbles a lot, and the only reference he has is my husband, who hasn't had a job in his life. Dr. Pearl, I need a break. Can you help me?"
Most definitely. You've done your duty with dignity and class, but now you're tired of queening. It's a royal pain in the ass. Stay on that throne, Liz. Don't be such a rush. Anyone who replaces you will get the royal flush.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
oh, no matter how you view it.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
your boy Charles, well, he really blew it.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
hey, Elton John will do it. He's been practicing being a queen for years.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Bye-bye.
So if you've got problems, send us your letters, because Dr. Pearl's playing your song.
Believe Elizabeth from London wrote. That was cool.
I know we're having a good time. If you're having as much fun as we are, don't go anywhere, because there's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump. Thank you.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, besides Dave Lambert, this week we celebrate the birthday of pianist Errol Garner. Born in Pittsburgh, PA, Garner attended the same school that turned out jazz greats Billy Strayhorn and Ahmad Jamal. He began playing piano at the age of 3. He joined the Candy Kids on the first radio station in the country, KDKA, when he was only 7. And he was playing on riverboats when he was the ripe old age of 11.
Wow. Errol Garner moved to New York in 1944, where he worked with bassist Slam Stewart. He played with Charlie Parker on the Byrds' famous Cool Blues session and recorded more than 30 albums for Columbia, Reprise, Vanguard, and other labels. A brilliant virtuoso as well as composer, he is probably best known for the hit song Misty, featured in Clint Eastwood's 1971 film Play Misty For Me.
Here's Joe and the band with a pop tune that Garner recorded in 1946, Moonglow.
a public service. 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think Wisconsin had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Mitt Romney went to Harvard.
Really?
Yeah. He claims that he excelled.
I don't believe. Really?
And the cat's got an MBA from Harvard. His grades, he says they were really swell. So I'm wondering, how come all his campaign ads have words that are misspelled?
Amercia.
When casting the Clinton story, Bill wants George Clooney out in front.
What's that idea?
So does Monica Lewinsky.
They look alike, you know?
George Clooney's the winner, and on that, Bill Clinton is blunt. But as for all the sex scenes, Bill plans to do his own stunts.
Facebook stock is dropping. Its value is the issue. Don't dump your stock certificates. They make great toilet tissue.
I can't remember names. That's why I get tattoos.
My name is Carl.
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Here are Holman, Hicks, and Hill with two classic Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross arrangements, When Lights Are Low and Four Brothers.
Listen to the melody entrancing, blending in a soft and sweet refrain. As around the floor, dear, we are dancing, swaying to a fascinating strain. Soothing and slow, strains of a mellow cello, when lights are low. My dear, we're so close together, I love you so. Hearts revealing, music at charms, life so appealing, with inspiration in your arms, our lips meeting soft and tender, love's all aglow. Charmed, life so appealing.
take a seat and cooler, cause unless you're over rude, we are ready to show you some blowing. A romping and stomping is a lot of fun for brothers who are blowing their horns. Settle down and listen, cause you don't know what you're missing, and we're ready to give you a showing. I'm moving it and grooving it, it's just begun for brothers who are blowing their horns. We got a little message that you're gonna enjoy, ain't no sense in dodging the facts. So settle in your easy chair, and if you ever have a care, forget it, it's time to relax. You might as well admit it, we're the best that ever did it, but in case you ain't too sure in knowing, we're gonna let you listen to us one by one for brothers who are blowing their horns.
Whoa!
like jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper, kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz. Yeah, jazz.
Man, that was just cool.
Was that cool or what?
Woo! Now, if y'all like jazz like we do, then check out this week's new CD releases. David, what's going on in the world of jazz?
Well, you know, I brought a couple of vocal CDs along with me because in honor of Holman, Hicks, and
what
Hill.
What you got?
Well, Alan Harris, young man who sings, and a lady named Takana Miyamoto playing the piano. Their new one's called Convergence, you know? And I was at a gig with Alan one time, mm-hmm. and he raised $50,000 in 3 minutes. With his voice. This
wow.
guy has an amazing voice. Alan Harris, Takana Miyamoto, and the two of them, Convergence. They're actually converging on the record. The two of them together, it's amazing. Dreamer in Concert, Stacy Kent, the lovely and talented Stacy Kent. Oh my gosh, so beautiful. Dreamer in Concert, and that's a new one just out from her. It's live this time.
Sounds good to me.
Like you, live.
That's right. You know, besides Dave Lambert and Errol Garner, we celebrate birthdays this week of a bunch of great jazz pianists, including Kenny Barron, Jackie Byard, Kenny Drew Jr., and the amazing Chick Corea. It's also a big birthday week for drummers, including Charnette Moffett, Bernard Pretty Purdy, and Shelly Mann. Happy birthday to old school cornetist Doc Cheatham, and tenor man Lucky Thompson, who recorded with Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie on most of their early recordings, was born this week. We celebrate the birthday of bassist Marcus Miller as well. You know, it all happened this week in jazz.
You live like jazz. You got such class. So I tip my hat, smile.
Don't go anywhere, we'll be right back with more right here on 12th Street Jump.
Jazz. Oh yeah.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Hey, Pete, you know, between the movie Play Misty For Me and the Johnny Mathis hit recording, Errol Garner's composition Misty has to be one of the most requested songs of all time.
You know, I wonder, do celebrities request the same songs as we do?
I bet Barack Obama requests Born in the USA.
Well, Mitt Romney probably requests Up on the Roof.
What about the man who has everything? What do you suppose Donald Trump requests?
Hair.
Give me all that hair. Well, I'm getting my request in right now. Horace Silver wrote it, and John Hendricks added the lyrics. Now here's Holman, Hicks, and Hill to sing Come On Home.
Come on home and be welcome to stay. Baby, tell me you're coming home. Living alone is so lonely. I never should ever have run you away. I knew the day we met, you brought my love alive. You got me so upset, I forgot you was really jive. Still when I took you in, my heart was ruling me. Finally I put you out, cause you only was fooling me. But if you're broke again,
and you need a friend. Come on home. I know you ain't no good. I know your ways are bad. I'd quit you if I could, but without you I'm going mad. I'm hoping every day maybe you'll settle down, 'cause I'm in love with you and I ain't about to turn around. So if you're broke again and you need a friend, come on home.
What are you doing? You're standing around the corner and meanwhile your home's gone to ruin. What are you, stupid? There's plenty of cats just looking for such as that. Woman didn't mean it or she would never be saying it. Plenty of women wouldn't take you back if you were in it. And really on bended knee to cop a plea, telling you really where it's at. Get together, get together, get it right. Crawling, creeping, stumbling, falling. Plenty of time for stopping and thinking while you're sitting around at home and getting fat and generally playing it cool. Hurry up and head for home, 'cause woman you'll find will change your mind. Why you gotta take the time to figure it out, I'll tell you, baby, home is where it's at. Figure it out and you'll get it together.
I figured it out, soon as you said it, I got it together. I figured it out, what am I gonna do? I've gotta make it, 'cause lonely nights are terrible, terrible, terrible. Tired of looking home and cooking, I go for that, that's where it's at. Got it together and figured out already. Got it together and figured I must eat steady. Steady with the bottles, really bad. Got a hot dog, there's your sandwich in a sack. Sleep, no, she'll take me back. Now we got another chance to get together. Not with pretending, what's with pretending? I messed around and acted bad and lost my bet. Now my baby's giving me a chance to get together.
What's there to talk and talk and talk about? What's there to squawk and squawk and squawk about? What? You just got to come home. Man doing what he want to. Spend all of his time staying at home. Sweet home. Home. You did me, pretty baby. You heard right. Come on home. Mama's gonna treat you so you'll never roam. 'Cause what's gotta be, gotta be. And you're the only man for me. I don't want you to be misled. What I've said, come on, come home, come home. I sure thought I was putting you out. I sure thought I was happy you went away. Putting you down was tearing me up. That's the reason I'm calling you home to stay. Everybody's gonna tell me it doesn't matter. I really, truly, truly, truly can dig it. I really, truly can dig it. I really 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 can dig it. Maybe I'm a dunce, I can believe it. But we don't love but once. So you see, let people call me down for making up with you. But when you go unknown, so what else am I gonna do? Maybe I'll take you back, maybe you'll do me right. Tired of lonely days and of many a lonely night. So if you're broke again and you need a friend, come on home and be welcome to stay. Baby, tell me you're coming home. Living alone is so lonely. I never should ever have run you away. Baby, go home.
We'll be back with more music in just a minute. But first, Pearl, have you noticed how people in the news seem to have trouble speaking in public?
Yes, that's because they don't know the universal language developed by leading jazz musicians to get them out of trouble. It's something we call scat.
And there's no better place to develop those language skills than right here at Serena School for Sketch. Right, Serena?
Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Oh, yeah.
In just 8 short weeks, Serena can have you scatting like Cab Calloway ordering Mexican food in Guadalajara.
Well, Michael, but Bloomberg wouldn't be drenched in Diet Cola if he'd listened to Serena.
Soda fan. Hit the fan. Says I'm boom, boom, boom in New York. Boom, boom, bam, boom. What a dork. It's the big fat apple.
Oh, that Serena is a real scatador.
Hey, Jamie Dimon, you'd still be a Goldman Sachs master of the universe if you'd listen to Serena.
What's in your wallet?
And that's Serena's School for Scat. Huh. You know, it's too bad President Assad didn't call Serena first.
Arab Spring.
Not your thing.
Now it's summer. You got dumber. Watch out for the drones.
Take a tip from Serena. When Scott Walker opens his mouth, it's time to scat. All right, let's bring back Hill Holman and Hicks to join our own David Bassey on this Harry Sweets Edison tune with lyrics by John Hendricks called Centerpiece.
I'm with you, pretty baby, the more I feel my love increase. I'm building all my dreams around you. Our happiness will never cease. 'Cause nothing's any good without you. 'Cause baby, you're my centerpiece. I'll buy a house and garden somewhere along a country road apiece. A little cottage on the outskirts where we can really find release. 'Cause nothing's any good without you. 'Cause baby, you're my centerpiece. Sweet baby, come on home.
Come and blow. Come on home and blow. Come and blow. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Bop, 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 bop,
Babo dee babo.
Chop, root, dot, 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 dot,
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a smooth jumping night here at 12th Street, and that is our show. For helping us celebrate the music of David Lambert, give it up for our special guests, Rich Hill, Kathleen Holman, and Brian Hicks.
And keep it going for the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on the drums, Tyrone Clark on bass, musical director Joe Carrad at piano.
And give it up for our vocalist, Nedra Dixon, and David Bassey. We had help from audio engineer Chad Mice and our upload manager Brett Schlegel and our producer Ian York. This week's show was written by Paul Seaburn and the gang.
12th Street Jumps, produced by Theater League, enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. We'd like to thank TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR for their help in launching 12th Street Jumps.
Join us next week for a show from the 12th Street Jump Archives as we celebrate the birthday of alto sax great Eric Dolphy with our special guest, Kim Park. Until then, I'm Pearl McDonald.
And I'm Pete Weber. We'll see you next week on 12th Street, where it's always
jumping!